Montreal, Canadians Lynn Koch and her husband have been doing what they can to provide relief to the Caribbean island nation of Grenada, after Hurricane Beryl left part of the country, absolutely hammered. As a volunteer warden with the Canadian High Commission in Barbados, which offers consular assistance to Canadians in Grenada, Koch has been kept busy purchasing bottled water for storm victims, a precious resource she says is running out in the country. On Thursday, she was collecting coffee bags from a nearby roaster, items that will help locals store their belongings. The Grenadian islands of Carriacou and Petite Martinique have been ravaged, Koch said, with some of her friends' homes destroyed or badly damaged, including the home of a fellow Canadian. Beryl hit the country earlier this week as a Category 4 hurricane, the strongest storm to form in the Atlantic this early in the hurricane season. "They're still trying to clear the roads to get through," said Koch, who first sailed to Grenada in 2010 with her husband, and relocated from Toronto to the island nation 8 years later. She described Carriacou as "absolutely hammered." Downgraded to a Category 2 storm Thursday as it headed toward Mexico's Caribbean coast, Beryl has claimed at least 9 lives, including 3 in Grenada, and destroyed 95% of homes on a pair of islands in neighboring St. Vincent and the Grenadines. "It is just heartbreaking right now," Koch said. "After all of these storms, one of the toughest things is communications. Yesterday they finally got cell phone coverage up in Carriacou again. However, now the big problem is how the hell do you charge your cell phone with no power?" In Montreal, Gemma Rayburn-Baines said Beryl tore the roof off the furniture business in Grenada belonging to her uncle and cousin, but it spared their home. "The place where they live in St. Patrick, it got hit with the hurricane Beryl much worse than people living in the south of the island," said Rayburn-Baines, who is president of Playmas Montreal, an organization that promotes Caribbean culture, and works for Spice Island Cultural Festival, an annual celebration of Grenadian culture in Montreal. "The communities have come out and are trying to do some cleanup. Grenadians are very resilient, so I expect that they will survive this," she said. In 1955, when she was 4 years old, a hurricane took the lives of 14 family members, all sheltering under one roof. Although Rayburn-Baines said she is heartbroken by the damage Beryl has caused, she finds cause for optimism in Canada's Grenadian community rallying to raise funds for those affected by the hurricane. Spice Island Cultural Festival, scheduled to kick off next week, will provide an even greater platform to raise money, she said. Meanwhile, in Mexico, locals are bracing for Beryl's arrival. "For the past 5 years, Canadian Anne Glennie Rattan has lived in a house on the Yucatan coast, which is in the path of the storm. Despite feeling safe, she said she still prepared her property for what is to come. We're taking this one seriously," Glennie Rattan said, adding that she stocked up on drinking water, tied down the patio furniture and emptied the roof drains. In Playa del Carmen, most businesses were closed Thursday and some were boarding up windows as tourists jogged by and some locals walked their dogs under sunny skies. In Tulum, Mexico's Navy patrolled the streets telling tourists in Spanish and English to prepare for the storm's arrival. Everything was scheduled to shut down by midday. The head of Mexico's Civil Defense Agency, Laura Velasquez, said Thursday that Beryl is expected to be a Category 1 hurricane when it hits a relatively unpopulated stretch of Mexico's Caribbean coast south of Tulum early Friday. On X, International Development Minister Ahmed Hassan said Wednesday the Canadian government will be providing $1 million in critical aid to storm victims. This report by the Canadian Press was first published July 4, 2024. With files from the Associated Press. Joe Bongiorno, The Canadian Press.